100 Morning Show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Look, I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. Seems like they're just happier than us these days. Yeah. These days, I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be there when you need. It feels like the only time you'll see me is when you turn your head to the side and look at me differently. Yeah. And last night, I think I lost my patience. Last night, I got high as the expectations. Last night, I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all. I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
I don't know how to talk to you. I just know I find myself getting lost with you. Lately, you just made me work too hard for you. Got me on flights overseas and I still can't get across to you. Last night, I got high expectations. Last night, I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all.
I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. Years go by too fast. I can't keep track. How long did we last? I feel bad for asking. It can't end like this. We gotta take time with this. Cock up your bomba, sit down bonita. Let me see if this is something I can fix. Yeah. You got somebody other than me. Don't play the victim when you're with. Free time is costing me more than it seems. Sacrificing things, and I wanna tell you my intentions. I wanna do the things that I mentioned. I wanna benefit from the friendship. I wanna get the late night message from you. From you. I put my hands around you. Gotta get a handle on you. Gotta get a handle on the fact that I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
You know, it's Friday.
It's about damn time. Yeah!
Good morning, my friends.
And of course, I'll have the weekend.
We're not going to be here tomorrow, so let's celebrate today.
Yeah!
And what is a weekend?
Skeedily, deedily, 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 poof.
I've been dancing around, getting ready, making a mess of my face, but I'm having a blast.
Yeah, girl. I don't know if you got the memo, but it's Friday.
Got it.
It's about damn time.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, all right. It's time to redo this place. I mean, how long have we been in the studio?
Oh, 3.5 years?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? It's time to do something. First of all, these stained chairs, can we get rid of those?
Yeah.
Those chairs up there on the little desks or the stage, whatever that is.
Yeah. Oh.
Get them out of here. They're all stained. And
the one looks like somebody was very sweaty at the gym and then sat in it.
Yes. Oh. Well, whatever. However the stain got there, maybe some coffee spills. I don't care. Okay. Love sacks. We need some love sack stuff in here.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I love my love sack.
I love my love sack. Every chance I get. You know, we have one in our TV room. And it's this bright turquoise, and it kind of matches the color and the theme of the room. And, you know, when it's TV night, we just kind of pull it out. And we, like, the two of us and the two dogs, we all just pile on there. That love sack is just perfect.
Well, you know what? A bright turquoise one would be good in here because the painting has like turquoise and the rainbow. Oh. It would pull the color out a little bit, I think. That would be nice. Right.
Liven this place up a little.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not bringing mine in there, but we can get a new one.
Okay.
All right. Do we have the love sack connection? Do we have someone at Love Sack?
Yeah, sure.
Every time you say Love Sack, I think Love Sack. Love Sack?
Yeah.
Baby, no. I don't know.
Okay.
That's going to be their new
whatever makes you think commercial. Of them, that's good. We need something in the studio. It's speaking of renovation, you know, I bitched and moaned about that big lobby in our building for so many years, and now they're redoing the lobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have Look you at seen that. The plans?
Yes, Looks of course. Pretty. I helped design them.
Oh, wow. Oh, you did that?
Absolutely.
I have beef with you.
What's wrong? What's wrong with my design?
Whatever your design is, it appears to be something from the 1970s with like wood paneling.
Oh no, that's very chic right now. No. That, no. You know that Mad Men kind of look from Madison Avenue. Absolutely, that's huge. Yeah. It's going to warm up that. It seems like a mausoleum down there. It's like it's all marble. Get that out of here.
Bring in the wood.
Yeah. Oh no, you're gonna like it. It's very tasteful.
Maybe they need a love sack. Maybe you could get them a couple of those.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. But no. So during the renovation, they had they're rerouting everyone. You have to go up staircases. And the easiest way to get here is you have to go up a couple of flights of stairs, mm-hmm. two to be exact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And scary is like, no. There's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
There is. I mean, they do have, you know, that legal way to, because you have to be able to get people up. You're in wheelchairs, things like that.
Mm-hmm. It just takes longer.
Takes you a little longer.
I did it today. I did the new route today just to see what it was like. I got here a little early, so I was like, let me just see. And it was not that bad. I got up the two flights of stairs. I do think that I might have to carry a little less to work. But it wasn't that bad. It actually, once you figure it out, it's fine. They said
it's
you
great.
Can take a different elevator, but that one sometimes takes a long time
you
to
You have to go
arrive.
Up to go down. You got to go up, up, and then down. But I think I want to take that route, actually.
You're going to go up to go down instead of doing two flights of stairs?
Scary. It's two flights of stairs, man. And you don't carry anything.
It's good
anything.
For you.
Right. You don't
it's
have
good
anything.
For you, Scary.
If I can look at this as part of my daily exercise, then maybe I can adopt it as...
Well, how about... Look at it as you're part of coming to work so you can get a paycheck.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay, I like that idea.
And they already have everything labeled with arrows so that people don't get lost and they tell you exactly where you need to go, the new place.
You'll be good.
So it's actually, they're organized.
It'll be good. You'll miss it when it's gone, Scary.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Scary's the guy who takes an Uber to go two blocks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Although you'll be proud of me, the other night, I walked the length of Hoboken. To get home, I went from the north end to the south end, and I'm like, What's wrong with me? Should I
There's
stop?
Nothing wrong with you. This is what people have been doing for years. Walking, mm-hmm. it's good.
Yeah,
migration. It's all part of our makeup. But okay, so two flights of stairs is not that bad, Scary.
Doctors say you should do 6 to 8 a day.
6 to 8 what?
Flights of stairs.
What?
Says the woman who's doing like 60 a day. I mean, tell everyone how. Many stairs you take every day during your exercise?
So I've been really trying. I want to do 50. And then eventually I want to do 110 because I want to do the stairs at the World Trade Center. And I believe it's 110 stories. So that is what I would like to do. And it's I'm telling you, running them is easier than walking them. Walking stairs is torture. Running up them, no problem. Mm. You can do
Why
it.
Why is that?
I have no idea. Your body doesn't have enough time to process it. Yeah.
I think the momentum carries you to the next step.
Yeah.
So by the
two
way,
flights, Scary, you got this.
Scary, I hate to break this to you.
Yeah.
The length of Hoboken is roughly a mile.
Scary. It didn't feel like that for him. It felt like 10 miles.
You know, you're right. It's that they call it the Mile Square City for that reason. Oh, my God. I just, that was it. I only walked a mile.
I love how you walked in like, hey, everybody, look what I did. I walked a mile.
Whoa.
I did a nature walk with him, which he will always tell you was a hike. It was not a hike. It was a nature walk on flat ground.
In Singapore.
And I would say 7 minutes into it, and the whole thing was less than a mile, by the way, the whole thing. 7 minutes into it, he was like, have we reached the halfway point? We got to turn around, guys.
To my credit,
it is very, very humid there. So maybe
that's right. It was hot and humid. Man. Thank you, Elvis. It was.
Well, no, but it's still like only a mile.
It was hot and humid the other night, and I was wearing jeans.
Oh, no. Okay.
Can we talk about that? I have my rule. It's just my rule, but just hear me out. No jeans during the hot summer months. Why do people wear jeans in the summer? Yeah. It's too hot.
I wear them sometimes.
But... wear linen. Wear something other than jeans. All right. Wear them. I know, but you know what? If you want to be all sweaty down there, go ahead.
Ew. Yep.
Sweat swamp. Away. Yuck. Swamp. Swamp gunch.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
That's gross.
The best slur of the day.
No, not at all. Nothing slurry about that. All right, we need to... let's go around the room. Let's see what's on the minds of people in the room. Anyone wearing cotton pants today? Shorts? Anything?
Nope.
Like
shorts?
Summer?
Shorts.
Yeah,
shorts. Shorts on.
Yeah, cotton shorts.
All right. Scary, we'll start with you.
You know, ChatGPT cleared up a misconception that I've had forever. I was always afraid that by eating too many seeds, poppy seeds and sesame seeds, that they would somehow get stuck in your body somewhere in a crevice somewhere along the way. It's a long tract. Well, I found out that they actually dissolve. You're okay. Eat all the seeds you want, those little tiny black poppy seeds. You're fine. But in my mind, every time I eat a bagel with poppy seeds on it, I'm thinking like, oh my God, a couple of these seeds are going to end up somewhere... like somewhere halfway through my colon or something. But little did I know that it does break down, so it can't get stuck. So eat away.
Okay, thank you, Scary. Sure. Danielle, what's up with you today?
So I don't know if, you know, a backpack, like you're wearing a backpack, right? I know in England they call it a rucksack, whatever. But I haven't called it a book bag since I was in school. Well, today, some guy says to me, hey, your book bag is open, because I had it on. And I stopped for a minute, and I actually felt like a child for a second. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And I took it off, and I looked at it, and I'm like, wow, you just made me feel really young by telling me I was wearing a book bag. I have not called it a book bag, and I can't.
What do you call it?
I call it a backpack, or, you know, yeah, a backpack. Get my backpack.
It's a book bag.
A book bag to me is like when you're in school. So it was really weird to hear, and I got like this throwback to like when I was a child. It was crazy. It was the weirdest feeling. I don't know.
Are you going to wear it to the cafeteria for lunch today?
I will, yes. Okay. For the Jamaican beef patty day.
It is Friday. It's Jamaican beef patty. No, it's Friday. They don't do beef patties. Cardboard pizza day.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Froggy, what's up with you today?
So from a Danielle feeling young moment to me being an old man yesterday, I had to call around to a couple stores. I had to find my Voltaren, which is the ointment that you rub on your joints for arthritis pain. I finally found the place that had it. And it was Publix. Publix had it. I walked in. What song do you think was playing in Publix when I walked in?
What?
John Cicada, just the other day. Oh! Was playing.
Oh! See what we did there?
Look at that. Crazy.
I mean, it was right on cue of the part that everybody knows. Yeah. And I caught myself singing it in the store, and some lady goes, oh, you know all the words. I'm like, oh, great. I'm like, yeah. I'm here to get my arthritis medicine singing John Cicada. I'm an old man.
That's awesome.
There you go. John Cicada, very important to our show. If you listened yesterday, then you know. When you know, yes. You know. Hey, Gandhi, what's up?
All right, if you feel like something is off and people are telling you it's fine, don't worry about it. Always go with your gut because something might be off. I don't know if you saw the family story from California where the family thought, I keep hearing noises. I keep hearing doors shutting. It feels like somebody is around. And they followed the sounds because then they started to hear alarms going off, like a phone alarm over and over. They end up finding underneath their back deck, there's an area dug out like a little basement cellar, and somebody was living in it.
Stop. Oh, God.
The whole time.
Stop.
They found fans. They found cleaning supplies. They found tarps. They said they found a black tube that seemed like it had drugs in it. And the entire time, other people were saying, I don't know. I don't really hear it. You guys are probably just being paranoid. Maybe it's a ghost. Nope. People were living under their deck. So if you feel weird, there's probably a reason for it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
People living under your house.
There's someone living under me because I'm in an apartment, so it's okay. Well,
that makes sense.
That's pretty much a done deal. Yeah. Hey, Straight Nate, what's up with you?
My fellas that wear boxer briefs, raise your hands. Who here? Anybody? You, Elvis? Do you have a problem with them riding up and kind of giving you a little bit of a wedge maybe sometimes up on your legs and your thighs?
Not a lot. Why?
So like in between, yeah.
Yeah, I've been having that issue. They've been riding up on my thighs. You know what the solution is? Get longer boxer briefs. It's kind of counterintuitive, but I've tried it out. The longer the boxer brief, the less they ride up. How crazy is that? So, guys, if you're wearing pants and you're worried about your underwear getting in your crack there, just get longer underwear.
I'm picturing you in, like, long johns.
It's going to be to that point okay. at some point, yeah. But it worked. I was amazed. The internet to the rescue.
All right. I think did we all get in for around the room?
Yeah.
This is good.
I think so.
By the way, Scary, and people are texting in about your seed conversation.
Yeah.
Diverticulitis.
Yes.
And diverticulosis. I had that at one time. And seeds do get stuck in your intestines. Oh. And it can be bad. I thought that I was having some major problem in my stomach. And we went and checked it out. And that's what it was. It's a little tear in the intestine. Wow. Which seeds get stuck in there. Yeah. So,
do you mean ChatGPT led him astray?
I do believe so.
I can't imagine
no
that.
Way.
But if you don't have it, you're fine, I guess.
I know a lot of people that have it. Actually, my hairdresser has it. She sometimes goes to the hospital if she eats the wrong thing like that, like a seed thing.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not good.
What?
Nothing. I just scares like, so I learned today, and it's always something medical, and it's always wrong.
So do seeds give you diverticulitis, or if you have diverticulitis, avoid seeds?
If you have it, you should avoid seeds.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. I mean, things get stuck in there, and it can be very painful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
they said Rupert here has diverticulitis. Maybe you can ask him about the seeds, Scary.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
They told me I had it, but I haven't had a problem since then. That was years ago, so I don't think
knock
it heals. But obviously, I have self stapling going on down there. I don't know how it works.
Oh my God. Go eat some seeds. Anyway. I'm sure you'll find out.
Mm-hmm. We have sound coming up in a few minutes with Garrett. What else are we doing? Can we play a song? It's Friday.
Yes,
we should play a song.
Yeah, definitely.
Like what? What do we want to hear? Make a request.
Oh, any of the Friday songs? Did you guys learn
Friday
song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You go down the Friday song list. That's excellent.
We had Party
Up. Good ones on there.
Lean
Party
On.
Party Up's good.
Broken Hearted, Bang Bang.
Oh, Broken Don't Hearted or Bang me. Bang.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, there. Broken Hearted, Bang Bang. What? Okay, I'm voting with Danielle, either Broken Hearted or Bang Bang. But what else do you see?
I
what
like
else
those. Is on there? Don't Stop Me Now. Hold on. Those were off the top of my head. I have to actually find it.
All right. I'll give you Broken Hearted.
Yeah.
Turn it up, Scary. Can you push the button for me? There you go. Here we go.
Yes.
Do you guys remember Carmen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is more than the typical kind of thing. Delta Jones and my bones and you were touched. In the days going crazy, I can barely think. You're replaying in my brain, find it hard to sleep. Oh, oh, waiting for my phone to blow. Uh oh, yeah. Now I'm here in a sticky situation. Got a little trouble, yep, and now I'm pacing. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, now it's been an hour. Don't wanna think too hard, but I'm sour. The time, such a crime, not a single word. Sipping on that Patron just to calm my nerves. Oh oh, popping bottles by the phone. Oh yeah, had me up, had me down, turned me inside out. That's enough. See, I've been waiting all day for you to come.
wanted to. Everything you said is like gold with the view. Business in the front, party in the back. Maybe I was wrong, was the outfit really whack? This kind of thing doesn't happen usually. I'm on the opposite side of it, truthfully. I know you want it, so come and get it. Cheerio. See, I've been waiting all day for you to call me baby. So let's get up, let's get on it. Don't you leave me brokenhearted tonight.
Thank you, Carmen. Brokenhearted. Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi and on with the day. What's going on, Gandhi?
All right. I don't know if you guys have been following along with this story, but a new aircraft carrier is now being sent to the Middle East amid reports of mental health concerns among the crew of the USS Abraham Lincoln. The USS George Washington reportedly left Vietnam last week and will be replacing the Lincoln, which has been at sea for over 265 days. The USS Abraham Lincoln left San Diego in late November, taking part in the conflict in Iran and setting a modern carrier record for its deployment. Have you guys saw any of this? There were reports that a lot of the sailors on board were trying to jump overboard because they had just had it with the amount of time that they had been gone. Scary, are you okay? Sorry, he's like choking.
Diverticulitis going on over there.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if you were like laughing or what was happening with you. Okay, you're good. Oh, he's still choking. All right. Flock is adding new security features to its surveillance system after multiple reports of police abusing the... I know, you see it, right? It's hard to do this. Scary, get up.
Scary.
Go get water.
Scary.
Listen, she's in the middle of a serious news story. My mic is off.
Okay, Nate. Okay, hold on. Nate, you go over and take over for Scary. Scary, get out of the room. Go cover. Now, Nate's coughing. Everyone's falling apart.
Wait, I'm going to follow him because I'm nervous he's going to choke.
He's very red. Do. Yeah, he please was do. Really trying to hold it in. Okay.
He ate a seed, I'm thinking.
Lord, can you hear him?
All right, now start
hold?
That. Can we start that over?
Yes.
Okay, what's
here we go.
What's going on?
Flock adding new security features to its surveillance system after multiple reports of police abusing those cameras. Flock uses AI to scan and collect data on license plates. We know that. It's shared by police departments across the U.S. Now, dozens of officers across the country have been accused of using the system for personal use, including stalking former partners. On Thursday, the CEO of Flock Safety announced new guardrails, like requiring police to label every search with a case number and starting an automatic review for anything that appears to be an abnormal search activity.
Wait, hold on for number three. Hold on. Is he okay?
You good, dude?
He's okay. He's okay now. Right. He said he's... Tell him what you said in the hallway about the healthy thing.
Well, first of all, water went down the wrong pipe.
Again?
That's exactly...
Oh, okay. All right. We're not done with the three things, by the way.
Okay.
All right. I'm good.
And the last thing, good a God. Hurricane warning has been issued for Hawaii's Big Island as Tropical Storm Lala approaches. Meanwhile, officials are urging residents to finalize storm preparations. The National Hurricane Center forecasts Lala to get stronger and says it could reach hurricane strength as it bears down on the Big Island tomorrow. It's expected to pass south of the smaller islands through the rest of the weekend. Forecasters predict 5 to 10 inches of rain with isolated totals reaching 20 inches and life-threatening flooding possible. And those are your three things.
All right. Thank you. Are we all okay now?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Scary.
Okay.
They wake me up.
I like the morning show.
Oh my God, are we on?
Yeah, we're live.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Cross the line.
this could take some time. Hey, made too many mistakes. Better get this right.
Thing, miss, can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Donna, Jody and Rebecca, woman, get busy. Just shake that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk up, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. More to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride, and my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can do you nothing, because you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Girl, don't sweat it, don't get agitated. Girl, go and rotate, cause anything you want, you know you must get it. Come in here, my bitch, and don't ease the tension. Girl, run the program, just go and fit it. Yo, have a good time, girl, free up on your mind. Cause nobody care, this your man, go let it. Cause you are the number one, girl, wave your hand. Make them see the wedding band. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Come on, get busy. Just shake that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk up, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. Want to see you get live when the rhythm is a ride, and my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I
Donna shake that thing, yo. Annabella shake that thing, Miss Donna Donna, yo. Miss Jody and the one named Rebecca, yo. Shake that thing, yo. Joanna shake that thing, yo. Annabella shake that thing, Miss Canna Canna, yo. Hey, yo. From a girl side, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. They get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my band ignite my flame, girl I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. They get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my band tight, not my flame. Girl, I call my name, yo, it is for fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. It's all good, just turn me on. Let's get it on till I earn them on.
This morning I woke up. This morning I woke up feeling so brand new. Got the gang over.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Uh-huh. This morning I woke up.
Z100.
No nightmare when you can still see the light. Can't find me, I'm not in the city tonight. I like your playlist, boy, turn it up a little louder. Road's empty, so you drive a little faster. It's taking nothing some time, but I'm feeling so high. Show my tan line. The pebbles in your hand, initials in the sand, yeah. Summer isn't over yet. Skinny dipping with your heart out, it's my favorite part. Now we ain't gotta tell no one. A never ending midnight sun. A never ending midnight sun. Connected, I'm so in touch with it all.
Can't even believe I'm on right now.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I'm still having trouble getting used to this women's blouse that I'm wearing.
I really like that shirt, though. It fits you nicely.
Well, no, I like it, too. But it's the buttons are backwards. I mean, I don't care that it's a woman's garment. That doesn't bother me. It's just the actual backwards buttons. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to this.
Okay.
Well, you could take them off and re-sew the whole thing.
What? Really?
Well, then you have to move your slits to the other side, wouldn't you?
Yeah, make some new slits.
I'm not going to. No. Okay. Bad idea.
It's a what solution. Else you got? Might not have been a good one, but it was a solution.
Okay. Thank you. But maybe I need to just get used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, Danielle, is it easy for you to put on a guy shirt where the buttons on are on the other side?
I don't really try it very often, but I wouldn't think it's that big a deal. And if you don't tell people, who's going to know? Everything's interchangeable now. Come on.
I have a couple guy shirts, and I don't even think about it.
No.
Yeah.
You don't? Mm-mm. I can't. I feel like I have to, like, put my left hand over the right side of my body, my right hand.
I got it.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Nate has another solution. What do I do? Because I can't button it backwards.
Turn the shirt inside out.
Well, then the label will be on the outside.
Yeah, but at least the buttons will be in the right order and orientation.
That was the worst.
They'll be on the inside then.
The first solution.
Well, at least he can reach in through the thing and then, like, up the shirt.
Well, maybe you can come over and put your hands up my shirt and button it.
What does the shirt look like inside out? Does it even look okay? The problem seems
that was a terrible idea, Nate.
Yeah. And I don't know what happens to the collar if it's inside out. Is it the same?
I don't hear anybody else coming up with solutions. I've given you
two. I think the solution is just leave it alone.
Yep.
You look good.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Hold on. He's got another one. What?
I got it.
What?
Just leave it buttoned and put it on like a t-shirt. Bam! You don't even have to worry about the buttons anymore.
You know what? That actually is the best solution so far.
That is. I mean, I gave you three, baby.
Other than just getting over it and just learning how to button it this way.
What a fixer.
I like it, though. It's like, I don't know. No big deal. Or just throw it out.
There you go. Problem solved.
I'll put it in that box down the street behind the church, and then a woman will get it. No one will know if this ever happened.
Come on, Elvis. Wear it upside down.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That makes
zero sense. Hey, what happened to Scotty this morning? Do we want to get?
Oh my gosh. Only he can tell you.
Can we get into this on the air?
Yeah, you can.
Do we have to have top dog law on the phone?
You might. I don't know.
No, they're of age.
What did you do?
Well, okay, so every year, it's every day, every morning before I go to work, since my kids have been babies, you know, before I leave for work at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'll go into their room and, like, you know, either, like, touch their forehead or you know, just give them a little pat that, you know, that I was there. They know that dad was in there. Aww. And yeah, I do it every day. So this morning I went into my daughter Ashley's room and, you know, before I left, her head was turned. So I rubbed her arm. And then I walked out and closed her door. And then when I left for work, I noticed that there were two cars parked outside, which means she had friends sleep over.
Oh, boy.
It's very dark in her room because there's no nightlight or anything like that. And I'm 99% sure that I touched one of her friends.
Oh, my God.
The head moved as I did it. And then I just walked out like it was nothing. And then I went outside and I saw the cars. And I was instantly like, oh, my God.
You're going to jail, Scotty.
The whole drive in, I was like, oh, my God, was that her? I don't think that was her T-shirt. And so I texted her immediately. I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you had friends sleep over. And I think I might have touched one of them by mistake. I'm so sorry.
Can we get her? Can we get her on the phone?
Oh, my God. She's not going to wake up for 2 hours. But, I mean, we could try. But yeah. I don't want one of the friends to, like, tell their parents, Ashley's dad is such a creeper. He walked in and touched me and left.
Okay, 4 a.m.
It was unintentional.
That is awesome.
That is fantastic.
Like, Nora, because she'll have friends sleep over, and I look out my window before I leave, and if I see a car there, I don't go into her room because I know somebody slept there.
But doesn't she normally say to you, hey, Dad, I'm having friends sleep over?
No, because she makes that decision at 11 o'clock at night. No. I'm long sleeping. Okay. You know, but the two cars were parked behind the trees, and I didn't see them out my window. So I just went in and...
Oh, my God.
Pat walked out.
God.
They're never going to stay at your house again because once they tell their parents that you randomly touched them.
4 in the morning, your creepy dad came in and rubbed my shoulder.
Oh, Lord. I can't imagine sleeping over at a friend's house all of a sudden. This hand comes over and starts caressing my arm.
If it was Ava or Jaden or I don't know who it was, but I'm sorry.
Is one of them hotter than the other?
Oh, God.
Elvis. Please.
How old are they?
I mean, they're 18 or 19. 18, I guess.
Oh, God, Scott.
At least I can't go to jail. I'll just be creepy.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I am 4 o'clock lurking in a dark room touching a stranger. It's kind of weird.
I wish Chris Hansen walked in right now. That'd be kind of funny.
My heart was pounding the whole way to work. I'm like, I didn't. It was so unintentional. And it might have been her. I don't know. It might have been her. I just don't think that was her T-shirt.
You'll find out later. You'll find out later. Okay. All right.
Oh my God.
It's always something. Always something.
No, but hold on. Hold on. Did you have all your clothes on when you went in?
Of course. I was leaving for work. God.
This shirtless man walked into your room last night. And was playing with me.
Caressed my shoulder.
What if she had turned around and said, "Oh, Mr. Bowden, I've been waiting for you. I've been attracted to you as well."
Oh my God! Would you stop? God. I'm sweating now. That's terribly sick.
Zaddy B.
Stop.
All right. I think you're going to be okay. There's a chance. It'll be okay.
I have to figure out whose cars they were and text them now, and say, I'm so sorry.
What if she had a boy over last night and you caressed a guy?
Wow. I feel like I would have known that. And I would have dragged him out of the bed. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm so tough, you know.
Yeah. All right, let's get into sound with Garrett. He's got, new music? It's New Music Friday. Yes, what do you got going on, Garrett?
Here we go. So a few months ago, 5 Seconds of Summer gave this song Evolve. Well, they gave us a remix last night, and they put a little club sound to it.
I like that. Is that it?
Very European, yeah. Right there.
Okay.
All right. Zurb is a Brazilian DJ teaming up with Diamond's favorite, Khalid. This is called Faded Eyes.
All right.
All right. Andy Grammer has All I Want Is You.
All right.
Okay. Becky G has a song called Chula. I love you, you mean chula. I need you now, my chula,
chula. Nada se compara como cuando tú me dices chula. See, that's kind of music I want in the background all weekend long, right there. Yeah. Thank you, Becky G. Yeah. What else you got?
And then finally, Cats, I have an album out, and off of that, everyone's talking about Hooty Fruity. I know you like that hooty.
And there you go. Did you hang out with Cat's Eye yesterday, Gandhi?
I did hang out with Cat's Eye yesterday, yeah. I got some really interesting info from them.
Did you get the Hooty Fruity from them?
I got the Hooty Fruity. All of it.
Oh, wow. We're having some pushback.
Oh, no. About what?
Oh, someone from Erico 203. The girls being 18 to 19 doesn't make it okay, you creep. Get that loser off your show.
Oh my God.
He didn't do it on purpose,
you jackass.
He thought that's how he says goodbye to his daughter
in the morning.
The second sentence, they had a point.
It's the girl's dad.
I guarantee they didn't hear the whole conversation.
Definitely not.
There's no way.
You tuned in halfway.
I think it was so sweet. Like, my dad 100% would have done something like that, without a doubt. He used to come in and say good morning to us all the time. Yeah. I could see him, without a doubt, not knowing somebody else was there and doing the same thing and then being like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know. I think Scotty knew who they were.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I agree with this person from Erico 203.
No.
I would never. You know that's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Get out of here. Let me block them. Screw them.
Oh, jeez. Right.
But, after a while, we're not going to have anyone left. we're blocking all the morons. Anyway, okay, hold on. Oh, God, I'm getting a call from my friend with Nassau County Police. Should I pick this up? Go to voicemail. This is why we still have voicemail. Hey, Danielle, what do you have coming up?
Same thing as before that we didn't do. The next
one. Okay, perfect.
Backstory with Patty Steele. This country inn was a haven for Revolutionary War heroes like George Washington, but also for the geniuses that started the computer revolution.
Open your free iHeartRadio app, search for The Backstory with Patty Steele, and listen today. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Convict music, never boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chances of you rolling with me? Back to the crib. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk, forget what we did. I'ma buy you a drink. Ooh. I'ma take you home with me.
Fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'ma let T-Pain sing it so he can make it clear.
Something walk like the boss, talk like the boss. Manicure and nails just set the pedicure off. She's fly, effortlessly. And she move like the boss, do what a boss do. She got me thinking about getting involved. That's the kind of girl I need. She got her own thing, that's why I love her. Miss Independent, won't you come and spend a little time? She got her own thing, that's why I love her. Miss Independent, ooh, the way you shine. Miss Independent, yeah, yeah, yeah. Something about kind of woman that can do for herself. I look at her and it makes me proud. There's something about her, it's something no so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got it, no doubt. There's something about her, cause she work like the boss, play like the boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off.
Trying, you know I'd be lying, saying you're the one.
the feeling phase. I know that you're afraid. I'm gonna walk away. It's time the feeling phase. You know I'm bad at love, but you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying saying you're the one. Ooh, that could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad.
Duran in the morning show.
All right, we got to get into the Danielle report. Let's see, what else do we want to do today? I have some more trouble we can get into if you want.
Oh, good.
Always.
Hang on. We'll start with you, Danielle. Danielle, you're the first trouble that we will cause during this nice little break. And then we'll get into more trouble. Go ahead. You're up first.
Did we know that the new season of Heated Rivalry was coming in spring of 2027?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I did? Yeah. I don't remember telling you.
It was you.
A new story came out yesterday, and it just showed us new cast members that are going to be on the show. So if you want to look, you can take a look at the list. But yeah, there will be some new cast members in spring of 2027, and they are filming right now. So more details have come out from Warner Brothers negotiations with the primary players in the Barbie sequel. So apparently they have made 6 offers, and each offer has been rejected. Movie rights will go back to Mattel if the studio can't reach a deal by December with Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, and Greta Gerwig, who brings us the movie. She's the writer, the director. Now, Warner Brothers offered Ryan $20 million, Margot Robbie $50 million, which kind of equals what she made in salary and revenue from the 2023 movie. But a source is saying that even though they're satisfied with the upfront salaries, they don't want to sign a contract unless Warner Brothers offers them a larger back-end deal, including a percentage at the box office revenue, which it's like going to make so much money. So I don't blame them for holding out and wanting more, right? I mean, come on. So crazy. Let's see. So before I told you about celebrities that tip big, well, what are the celebrities that practically don't tip at all?
Oh.
These are waiters and waitresses that actually have encountered these different celebrities at different times. So one person said Jay-Z was not only rude, but he didn't tip at all. Stanley Tucci, somebody said, I waited on Stanley Tucci and a couple of other people. Nothing went wrong with their meal, and they were all nice enough, but Stanley left less than a 10% tip on a $500 bill.
Stanley.
Yes, Stanley. Not good. John Cena, it says, not only did he not tip me, he ghosted the bill altogether. What? That's crazy. And somebody else is saying that when she served